Welcome to the Will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God, our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven. The title is How Life is in the Incessant Motion, How This Motion Produces the Spring, the Value of the Interior Acts. This passage comes from July 30, 1927. Luisa Picaretta writes the following: I was following the divine will, but always with the hard nail of being without my highest good, Jesus. And I thought to myself, what good comes to me by following the acts of the supreme fiat when I am without the one who issued the whole creation with a supreme accent of his volition? To follow his will and not to see him, to see his works that speak of him and not to be clasped in his arms. I cannot describe the pain. It is a wound that bleeds continuously. But while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me. Before we move into what our Lord Jesus is going to tell Luisa Picaretta, I want to point out that Luisa Picaretta probably is doing the rounds of creation, probably is immersing herself in the divine will, fusing herself, all her acts, in the divine will. And when she says that Jesus moved in her interior, this is the gift of locution that she possesses. She's able to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus in her soul. The church recognizes this gift and we call it locution. So she feels great pain that she is following all the acts in the divine will. He's doing her acts in the divine will, and she doesn't experience the presence of our Lord. Now, our Lord is going to speak to her. And this is what our Lord tells Luisa Picaretta in this revelation. My daughter, life is in the continuous motion. Everything that comes from God must possess a motion. So there is not one thing created by us which does not move. Heavens and the earth, sun and sea, they all move with such order and continuous motion as to never stop. If they did stop, life will cease, and the good they do will also cease. At the most, they will remain like painted pictures, which are unable to do good to anyone. A good, an act, can only be called true good when it has its incessant motion. This is why our divine being is perfect in all our acts, because it has its continuous motion. It never ceases to do and to give good. And if it did cease, which cannot be, the life of good will cease. Now, our will, life, in perfect echo of our divine being, is an incessant motion, and therefore it is perfect good, and a good which can give itself to all. When a good is incessant, all can take it. It is continuous. Its continuous motion makes it possess the spring of inexhaustibility. Therefore, one who must live in my divine will must possess the echo of my will, and with a constant motion, following its acts and the good that comes to you, which places you in the order of the divine motion. This motion moves you with enchanting rapidly and goes around together with all created things. Your acts are inexhaustible, and all can take the good of them because they come from the spring of the eternal fiat. And do you think it is trivial to do good, to do a good that always springs? And this is the cause for which in creatures one cannot see the true and perfect good, because their virtues are interrupted. And as they lose the incessant motion of a virtue, the life of the good of it already ceases. They lose the taste, the pace, the strength, because they do not possess the constant motion, and so the life of the virtue is not formed in them, nor that act which always springs, but rather something superficial and passing. So how can they give the good and those virtues to all if they do not possess their life and spring themselves, which are such that while they give to others, they are never exhausted and lose nothing? Does the sun perhaps loses anything by giving its life to all? Certainly not, because it possesses the spring of light and its motion of giving light constantly. Therefore, my daughter, in my divine will, your acts, your prayers, your asking for its kingdom must have the constant motion to be able to impetrate for all that the divine fiat, to be known and to be loved by all. This is what our Lord Jesus tells Luisa Picaretta. It's a long passage, our Lord talking to Luisa Picaretta about the acts done in the divine will. And our Lord tells Luisa that the acts in the divine will are in continuous motion. That's why it is important for us to constantly immerse ourselves in the divine will, to place every single act that we do in union with the will of God. Our Lord tells us that the acts done in the divine will, they have the power to give to all, and that one who acts in the divine will comes in possession of this spring, the divine will living in us, palpitating in us, and we acting and placing every single act in the divine will, placing every single prayer, every single suffering, every single joy that we experience, everything that we experience, excluding sin, can be placed in the will of God. And the Lord tells that these acts that are in continuous motion, they have the power to give to all. It's a constant motion. To practice this spirituality and to be able to live in this spirituality, we have to constantly immerse ourselves in the divine will. Because it's a way of living. Living this spirituality that is being given to us. So that just by practicing this way of life, it will become a second nature to us, as a virtue. The Lord tells Luisa Picaretta how the virtues are interrupted. But the acts done in the divine will cannot, the acts done in the divine will should not be interrupted. If we discipline ourselves and we try to grow in virtue, we are going to grow into the particular virtue we practice. And then it becomes a second nature to us. But these virtues are interrupted from time to time only when we practice these virtues. Only when we encounter the opportunity to practice the virtues, we grow in this particular virtue. To give you an example, to grow in the virtue of patience. To grow in this virtue, we need to encounter difficulties, we'll need to encounter situations in which we will need to practice virtue, this particular virtue of being patient. Whenever we wait for someone, whenever we wait in line, we need patience. Whenever we deal with difficult situations, we need patience, and we have right there the opportunity to grow in that particular virtue, patience. But we grow only in these virtues when we practice them. What our Lord is telling Luisa Picarreta is that when we immerse ourselves in the divine will and all our acts are placed in the divine will, the virtues of faith, hope, and charity that we receive in baptism, they are being exercised. The rest of the virtues, the cardinal virtues, prudence, justice, temperance, whenever we practice this way of spirituality or living in the divine will, the virtues in us are being exercised. Prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude are being exercised. We grow in the rest of the virtues. Not only when we encounter the opportunity to exercise them, but at every moment when living in the divine will, at every moment these particular virtues, they are being exercised. Why? The Lord tells us that in the divine will, everything is a continuous motion. And He gives us the example of the sea, of the sun. And the Lord tells him, while giving light to everybody, the sun does not lose anything. In the same way, in the divine will, whenever we act in the divine will, while giving to everybody, to all the human race from Adam to the last, and while giving to God on behalf of everybody, we don't lose anything. On the contrary, we gain for ourselves. We receive the capacity to expand our souls. Our souls are constantly expanding at every single act that we do. It's a constant motion. And this is what our Lord Jesus is telling Luisa Picarreta. Therefore, all your acts, my daughter, must be placed in the divine will, all your prayers. And you should be asking for the kingdom of the divine will to descend upon earth. You should be interceding that this great gift be known to everybody. And not only to be known, but that this gift must be embraced by everybody. And whenever we act in the divine will, this is what our Lord is telling us. You are asking. With every single act that you do in the divine will, you are asking for the kingdom to descend. Your soul is expanding. You are giving to everybody. Because these acts, they possess the spring of life. They are in constant motion, benefiting everybody. That's why it is so important to remember that we have to place all our acts in the divine will, even when we don't feel like. At the beginning of this passage, Luisa Picarreta doesn't feel the presence of our Lord, and yet she continues to go around doing the acts, placing all her acts in the divine volition, in the divine will. Even though she doesn't feel the presence of our Lord, even though she feels abandoned, she continues. And this requires faith. Faith to believe that with every single act that we do, we are given to everybody. It requires hope to trust that even though we do not experience the consolations that Luisa Picarreta experienced of being able to hear the voice of Christ in her soul, that our Lord is giving us His word, telling us that this is what is happening in us. It requires love. To love these writings, to love this revelation, it requires trust to love what our Lord Jesus is telling us in this book, in this private revelation given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, and that is being approved by the church, that we are encouraged to grow in the knowledge and understanding of these writings, In union with the Catechism of the Catholic Church and Sacred Scripture, in union with what the Church tells us, to understand what our Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta in this private revelation, that this private revelation has to be read in union with the Church, the teachings of the Church, in union with the divine revelation, with Sacred Scripture. So I want to encourage all of you to constantly and constantly immerse yourselves in the divine will, to dispose your soul to practice this spirituality, to frequent the sacrament of confession, that you may be in the state of grace when you practice this spirituality, to place every single act that you do in the divine will, knowing that by doing that you are calling the kingdom to descend upon earth, that you are asking our Lord with every single act to let his divine will descend and reign on earth as he reigns in heaven, which is the prayer of the Our Father. So do not be discouraged, but trust. Trust and try to be faithful to this way of living. Read the Book of Heaven. Do the rounds of creation during this month of October, the month of the Rosary. Immerse yourself in the divine will before praying the rosary. Invite the divine will to come and pray in you. Place all your prayers in the divine will. It has to be a constant way of living. It has to become a second nature to us, so that everything that we do be a constant prayer, asking for this great gift that is being given to us through the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Let's continue. Then after this, I was following the most holy and adorable divine will in my interior, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, the interior acts of a soul who does the will of God are free from any evil and shadow of defect. God alone is witness of an interior act. And while no one points at her, no one looks at her, no one speaks of her, God, as witness of the work of the creature, there where no one is given to penetrate in the interior of the creature, points at her, looks at her, and speaks to the whole of heaven, and many times also to the earth, of the great importance of the interior work of this creature, to be pointed at, to be looked at by God, to make him speak of a creature, is the greatest act and honor that she can receive, and cannot be excluded from the great works which God will accomplish through her. The interior acts are wounds, darts, arrows, to the divine bosom. They are celestial messengers which are released from the creature and fly to her creator, bringing the mark of glory, of love, and of pleasing only to the one who has created her. Every single act becomes a divine messenger. Every single act that we do in the divine will becomes a messenger. This is what the Lord is telling Luisa Picaretta, that arrives in the presence of our God, our Creator. In fact, who sees, who listens to, who appreciates all the things you do in your interior? No one. I alone am witness of them. Listen to them, appreciate them. This is why in our greatest works we choose souls who show nothing. Nothing great and marvelous on the outside, but interior souls who are unblemished either by human views or by the clamorous noise, the glory, the self-esteem, which the external words bring. This is so true. We see saints like Mother Teresa. We see saints like Saint Therese. Very simple. We see that our Lord, as he says in this passage, he often chooses souls who have no exterior attraction, but that interiorly they are portents of love. Our Lord in sacred scripture tells us, when you pray, go in the secret of your room, and your father who sees in secret will listen to you. Our Lord is telling us about the interior acts, how when we live in the divine will, there is nothing that brings attention to the others from the outside. That this is the interior life that the saints live, that every single act that we do in the divine will gives praise, glory, honor, and adoration to God, and is deposited in the soul. And that God looks at the soul and he sees what he himself is forming in that soul. And even though there is nothing exteriorly that attracts others, God himself looks in the secret of that room, our soul, and he is pleased. He witnesses what he is doing in us. Many times people are discouraged because they want to know if they are living in the divine will. And if you want to know, that's a sign that you still are attached to your human will. We have to let go of our human will in order for the divine will to come and to reign. We just have to trust that God is doing his work in us, that with every single act that we do, he's doing his work in us. As long as we remain faithful in immersing ourselves in the divine will, of doing our acts in the divine will, we don't even have to know if we are living this way. If we are practicing this spirituality, God is witnessing what is happening in our souls. He's telling us. So do not be discouraged, but continue doing all your acts in the divine will. Immersing yourselves in the divine will as you pray the rosary, as you pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, as you read sacred scripture, as you read the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as you go and receive communion, as you go and spend time before the Blessed Sacrament, as you take your meals, as you go around doing chores, fulfilling your vocation in life, the duties of your vocation. Is immerse yourselves in the divine will and let God do in you. This requires trust. This requires practice. This requires constancy, perseverance. The Lord tells us that when we do acts in the divine will, a little by little, these souls that are looked at, that God looks at them, he bestows upon these souls more graces. And a little by little, we die to the world. A little by little, we will experience detachment from the world, from material things, from self-esteem. A little by little, the Lord will detach us from the world. The Lord tells Luisa Picarreta, the external acts, also good and holy, cannot please me like the interior acts, because the external ones are almost always impregnated with the earth of self-glory, with human esteem, and sometimes also with blame. And a poor heart feels within itself the effects of the praises of the blame after it has made sacrifices. And what is human enters the field and invests the acts of the creature with its infected smell. Therefore, they do not reach me as pure as they should be. On the other hand, an interior act is neither blamed nor praised by anyone, and what is human has no way in it, since she does not feel watched by anyone. To the soul herself, it seems that she does nothing great, and therefore her acts are all impregnated with celestial aroma and flavor. Therefore, be attentive and let your interior always go around in my will. We have to talk about these interior acts that the Lord is talking about. When we immerse ourselves in the divine will and we do the acts the rounds of creation. These are interior acts that we do. We go around praising, glorifying, adoring God, thanking God, and we do that interiorly. This is a good way of explaining the interior acts. When we read the hours of the Passion, these are interior acts. And therefore, as the Lord says, even though it seems like we are doing nothing, when we are doing the rounds of creation, even though it seems like we are doing nothing, we are just sitting there contemplating the sky, the sea, the Lord says, even though it feels like you are doing nothing, all the acts that you are doing are impregnated with the divine aroma. It's the same when we contemplate, we meditate the hours of the Passion. Physically, we are not there with our Lord, but spiritually, we are there. We unite ourselves with Him as we follow, as the soul follows all the acts of our Lord in the Passion. We experience the abandonment. We experience the pain, the suffering. We experience the solitude if we unite ourselves with Him. Physically, we are not there. In the same way, when we do the rounds of creation, we don't move physically to the sun, to the moon, to the stars. But we follow all the acts. When we contemplate the mysteries of the Rosary, we follow the life of our Lord in union with the Blessed Mother. And even though we are not there physically, spiritually we are there. The soul is able to follow. In the same way, when we read the Gospel and we contemplate the life of our Lord as He is performing miracles, we place ourselves at that moment. We offer that act in union with Him. Another way of explaining those acts, the difference of interior and a physical act. We offer in the morning all our acts during the day, in the prevenial act, all the physical and the spiritual acts. The physical acts, working, eating, sleeping, driving, walking, all the interior acts, spiritual, the spiritual acts that we do, contemplating Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, elevating our prayers, our needs to the Lord in the quiet of our soul, doing the rounds of creation, meditating the hours of the Passion. So all these acts that are done in the divine will, they have great value. The Lord is telling us specifically in this passage of the interior acts and how each act becomes a messenger. How in each act, all the virtues are exercised. That when we immerse ourselves in the divine will, all the virtues are exercised at once. Not only when we encounter that particular situation in which we have to exercise that particular virtue, like patience, but at every moment when we are united with the will of God, every particular virtue is being exercised at every moment. And that living in the divine will requires a constant motion. It requires constancy. It requires perseverance. And that every single act gives to everybody, just like the sun, it gives light to everybody without losing anything. When we give in the divine will, when we do acts in the divine will, we give to everybody without losing anything. On the contrary, our soul expands and expands. We acquire the capacity to receive more. And we allow God to release that abundance of love that He has for the creatures by enlarging our capacity, by expanding our capacity to receive. We allow God to give more and to release that ocean of love and mercy that he has for all the human race. So do not be discouraged when you encounter difficulties, but persevere. Do not be discouraged if you don't feel the presence of our Lord. Trust and have faith. Continue. If you feel abandoned, like Luisa Picarreta feels at the beginning of this passage, that she complains that our Lord hasn't shown up, if you don't experience that consolation, those are great moments to exercise in a great way the virtue of faith, hope, and charity. Trust and be faithful. Practice this way of spirituality, knowing that the Lord will do his work in each one of us. So I want to encourage all of you to continue doing your prevenial act at the beginning of the day and to do the actual act during the day. As you remember, just in the silence of your heart, immerse yourself in the divine will and trust that the Lord will do the rest. So let us finish our program today asking the Holy Spirit for the gift of perseverance and constancy, that we may continue to unite ourselves in the divine will, even in difficult moments, even in moments that we don't feel the presence of our Lord, trusting that he is with us always. And let us ask the Holy Spirit to give us the grace to be always united in the will of God. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.